Minibus taxis prowl Rocky Street for passengers. The chaotic road is the center of one of Johannesburg's oldest inner-city suburbs, Yeovil. Traders line its dirty pavements, sitting on faded blankets.
I'm living here because I'm working. I'm selling second-hand shoes.
Accra-born Kwaku Asamoah says Ghana will do very well at the World Cup.
I'm supporting the Black Stars. Black Stars is going to semi-finals or finals. I promise you, mark it on the wall because I know.
Today I'm preparing chicken fried rice.
Asamoah is known as the craziest Ghanaian football fan in Yeovil, but he's not the most famous. That title belongs to Ben Uwusu, who in 1991 was one of the first Ghanaians to settle here. Now he owns one of Johannesburg's best African restaurants, Uncle Ben's.
I'm cooking pap and okra, pap and egusi. I'm cooking fufu, pepper soup, peanut soup, farm chicken soup. There are so many that we cook, but every African who comes here chooses which one he is to eat.
But his eatery is not in the best of areas.
People see Times Square as a place that they will not dare to come. But Times Square is one of the most peaceful places I have ever known.
The police, though, maintain Times Square is a hotbed of crime. But Uwusu insists visiting soccer supporters will have the biggest party of their lives here.
It's fantastic. The nightclubs are all fantastic. You hear better music, good food, good drinks. Whatever you want, they will get it here in Times Square.
Uwusu's football expertise is also legendary in Yeovil.
Ghanaians are one of the first people to initiate playing soccer in Africa.
In his obvious love for the Black Stars, he can't resist a swipe at Ghana's bitter rivals, Nigeria. Uwusu proudly recalls his team's thrashing of the Super Eagles in the 1950s. That game, he says, inspired one of Ghana's great football anthems.
People created it with lyrics and used it as a song. Until today, we are still singing that song.
Rules are rules. Be quiet and don't be silly. We are the famous Bastard Fools. We never sit down.
On June 23rd, the Black Stars face mighty Germany in front of 95,000 fans at Soccer City Stadium near Johannesburg. The Germans are formidable, but Uwusu is not fazed.
People think Germany is the most toughest side of the group, but if care is not taken, they will be the last in that group.
He says Ghana are capable of beating anyone.
When their teamwork cracks, woe betide the opponent. One of the African teams can take the World Cup and we can count Ghana as one.
But one of Uwusu's regular patrons, Arthur Mahama, is worried that, as he states it, poor officials will again rob African teams of World Cup glory.
It's time for Africa to take it. We're begging them. They must give a fair officiate. We don't care if all the teams lose, but they must lose fairly.
Some German supporters have already booked a pre-match meal at Uncle Ben's. Owusu's wife, Nana, will be making food for them, including her favorite salad.
Chili, onions and tomatoes.
When the Germans come here, you must put lots of chili in their food. So when they go to the game, they suffer. Then Ghana will win.
Yeah, we want Ghana to win.
Most Ghanaians in South Africa could not afford match tickets. For some of them, Owusu has made a plan. A forklift carrying a load of bricks maneuvers outside Uncle Ben's. Uwusu is building a World Cup viewing room. Here, crowds of fans will be able to catch the action on a big screen TV. Inside the eatery, a cook prepares West African jollof rice. But the previously hungry customers appear to have lost all desire for food. They just want to sing in honor of their beloved Black Stars. For VOA Africa, I'm Darren Taylor at Uncle Ben's restaurant in Rocky Street, Johannesburg. Sambe yo wetu mo nyamiro